Hello, everyone. Welcome to another broadcast. Today is April 9th, 2021. And today has been, well, actually this week has been a very volatile week as we're starting the second quarter of the financial world, okay? I talked about a comparison to the economic sector and how there are similarities to the quarters that we find in, let's say, a game of basketball, okay, or even from a seasonal standpoint, how things are even put into four different seasons, okay? So we're pretty much on the beginning of the second quarter. The first quarter has already finished. All of the data has come in. Well, I won't say all of the data. The majority of the data has come in. Okay. Now, keep this in mind. I'm going to give you guys another analogy. I don't want to harp on the subject of the quarterly system. Okay. I think I pretty much made a point on that already. But what I want to talk about, and I've talked about it before, is the fact that all of this data has to be crunched. All of this data has to be processed. All of this data has to be computed. And then finally, once it's computed, once it's processed, then we're going to find out what the real figures are. We're going to find out what the real numbers are. And that's kind of really where we pretty much put most of our efforts, most of our energies on when it comes to not only learning how to trade in the market from a long-term perspective, but just understanding the market for what it really is. We take that approach. And what approach am I talking about? I'm talking about the long-term investor's approach, which is heavily, heavily reliant on, hear me out, pay very close attention to this, said it before and I'll say it again, technical analysis. Now, that's just one side of the coin. Of course, we have to discuss the flip side of the coin. We can't leave one without discussing the other, but understand this. Technical analysis has its pros and cons. It has its good about it. All right. I'm not sure what happened there, but looks as though we're having a little bit of a technical issue here. I'm not sure what's going on exactly, but do apologize for that. Looks like I'm going in and out of here, my audio. Anyhow, so all right, guys, bear with me. I'm going to, even with these guys, I'm going to go ahead and come back after the break. Hopefully, hopefully the issue clears up here. I'll be back after these breaks, after these commercial breaks.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
Forex Helper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
The financial markets can be very volatile. We'll help you navigate through the market storms. Now is the time to begin your long-term investment journey.
All right, guys. With only a few minutes to spare, I just wanted to make this last point. This show is going to be a short broadcast anyhow, but I wanted to make this point. I want to talk about technical analysis, especially from the standpoint of all of the data that's coming in. Okay, so follow me here. We just got through all of the data, every market or every sector of the market, I should say, whether it's the business sector, whether it's the financial banking institutions, or whether it's the governments that have to present the reports for their whatever the situation is, all of the data must come in. Now remember, as the data comes in, this data must be processed. Now, this is a lot of data that must be processed. This is the part where I'm leading everybody into understanding what is the technical side of things. What's going on behind the scenes? Massive computers are calculating all the data, and we must wait for the final results. Now, before all the final results come in, you have something called forecasting. Now, this is prior to actually all the data coming in, but still, nonetheless, it still affects the market. That's the flip side of the coin. That's the fundamental analysis crowd. They will pretty much run the market for the most part. They will run the market. Now, as they run the market, we're pretty much having to bear with the results. And that's where the technical analysis has their that's where I give you the analogy of the good and the not so good. That's the not so good. It's to wait until all of the forecasting and all of the speculating and all of the going back and forth.
No! No! No!
Yeah. And that's, yeah, that is a no. It's a huge no-no. Especially
no!
Technical analysis.
No! No!
This, you know what I call today? I call today a funny Friday. I'm not sure what's going on in this system, but this system has a mind of its own. But anyhow, guys, let's wait until all the data comes in. When all the data pieces come in.
No! No! No!
When the data pieces come in, that's what the fundamental analysis is going to start to scream out, is no, no, no. Guys, we'll see you guys on the next broadcast. Have a safe weekend, and God bless.